This is JIS News. Coming up, government to implement island-wide drought mitigation project for farmers, Jamaica defends anti-human trafficking record, and Office of the Public Defender to sensitize youth about their rights. Details after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The government will be implementing a $30 million drought mitigation project for farmers across the island starting next week. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry, says the initiative is being executed with the input of various agencies and stakeholders. Mr. Stanberry says the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is working with the Jamaica Agricultural Society, farmers and political representatives to compile a list of the needs of the parishes.
I want the farmers to be aware and to work closely with RADA. It would have been multiple times worse if the government had not put in a number of irrigation schemes all over Jamaica. There is no denying that those irrigation systems are now helping to save us.
Mr. Stanberry was delivering the keynote address at the 119th Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Agricultural Society at the Denby Showground in Maypen, Clarendon, Wednesday. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice and Chair of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, is defending Jamaica's efforts to tackle human trafficking over the past year. This in response to Jamaica being downgraded to Tier 2 watchlist in the 2014 Human Trafficking Report released earlier this month. Ms. Palmer says the Human Trafficking Report, released by the U.S. State Department, overlooks the numerous resources put in place by the government for the proper investigation and prosecution of every reported case.
Jamaica has, in the year 2013-2014, done more than it has ever done in any year in its efforts to combat trafficking. People have been prosecuted, and we currently have 8 cases before the courts. And I can attest to the fact that every single report that is received, it's investigated. As far as I'm concerned, the only thing that hasn't been achieved is successful prosecution.
Yes. Which is right? Not
which
up to the government.
Which is outside of the government's control.
Ms. Palmer was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. The Transport Authority has implemented age requirements for public passenger vehicles, PPVs, under new standards for public land transportation, effective July 1. Communications and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keane Williams, says several fit and proper criteria have been implemented aimed at ensuring the safety of the commuting public and the observance of safety standards. For new applications, cars must be younger than 12 years, minibuses and mid-size buses less than 15 years, and buses must be less than 25 years to be eligible for licensing as PPVs. Renewals will be permitted for older vehicles already operating as PPVs. However, they will have to undergo structural integrity tests to be administered by the Island Traffic Authority, ITA. The implementation of age requirements comes against the background of a recent pilot project by the ITA, which revealed that many vehicles in the sector over a certain age have structural defects. These include damage to the frame, undercarriage, or chassis. And the Office of the Public Defender, OPD, is seeking to sensitize Jamaican youth aged 13 to 25 years about their rights through its nationwide essay competition. Organizer of the competition and Director of Investigations, Kayla Beckford, says there's a concern that citizens, especially young people, are not sufficiently aware of how the OPD can help to protect and enforce their rights.
We've noticed that from the number of complaints that we receive yearly from the age group 13 to 25, we don't have as much. So we're seeing that older persons are the ones who are coming to us with complaints. So we want to raise awareness among the youth.
Ms. Beckford was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. The OPD is accepting entries in 2 categories, ages 13 to 17 years and 18 to 25 years. For essay questions and additional information, send an email to kbeckford@opd.gov.jm or call 922-4882. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.